Wipe up that crust and get your ass up. Grace, peace, and light to everybody worldwide, and greetings to all of my kings, queens, and forever to every last one of y'all flourishing in between. Welcome back to the Sugar Service. It's still me, the best host you have ever seen in your motherfucking life. Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother. Are you ready for this service today? You goddamn right. So for those joining us for the very first time, this is where we take a moment to explain the vibe. This is a safe space where we share words of encouragement. If you're feeling the blues, tap in with some kind of news, because we all know this world never has a clue. And obviously somebody major is going to stop by, because Sugar loves a good chit, chat, chew. Today's guest is so special, y'all. There's no way I'm going to be able to contain myself. We are being blessed by my Funkles in the Funk, Chromeo themselves, a little later in the service. And let me tell you something, if I were you, I do not want to miss that blessing. So let's get started by clearing our hearts and minds, because it is time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, everybody, I hope you are ready to swim, because I am diving deep into this word on today. Most people allow their fear of failure to outweigh their desire to succeed. When you make up in your mind that you are unstoppable, nothing can hold you down. When you make up in your mind that you are a whatever it takes kind of person, nothing can hold you down. Give birth to the person you are here to become. Prepare yourself, develop yourself. Appreciate when you are working on yourself. You gotta remember, everybody does not have this opportunity. Appreciate making a difference in your own life. Let me say that again. Appreciate making a difference in your own life. You are the only one living it, and you are the only one that is in control of it. Also, fuck failure. You will always fail your way to success. I'm gonna say that again for the motherfuckers in the back. You will always fail your way to success. The challenges that you face will always do their best to take you down. But I am here to remind you, like I'm here every week to remind you, to start lining up those problems and confront them. Face them and live a better tomorrow. Let the adversities you face today be the victory you conquer tomorrow. Okay? Ashe. Whew. Hallelujah. That word was for me, huh? All right, but let's hit something corny. The news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, y'all, let me drop off this news to you right quick. The NBA playoffs are still going strong, just as strong as the harassment that happened to Chris Paul's mother on Game 4. That shit was embarrassing. And you know what else is embarrassing? The points that's been happening from him since then. Shout out to those assists, though. The city of Atlanta is honoring Mary J. Blige with her own Strength of a Woman Day. Finally, a new holiday that makes complete sense to me. All right, y'all, I don't know if you heard this, but Chevy Shepard and Wendy Williams are trading words. I don't even know what that means, but I do know that I need Wendy Williams to be okay. You heard, mother? Be okay. And one more thing before I go, make sure y'all ringing this from the mountaintop every fucking day until my mans is free. Free Young Thug and Gunna. Free Young Thug and Gunna.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the service where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today's local hero are all of my Dollar Cab homies of Brooklyn, New York. My whole life, I was blessed to have a completely illegal transit system that was in the hood and for the hood. Dollar Cabs were and still are available on main avenues all over Brooklyn, even all the way out in Coney Island, y'all, which is way over there. Dollar Cabs are a staple in my community, and I will honor them every chance I motherfucking get. So with that being said, to every Dollar Cab in Brooklyn, New York, that's not even a dollar, it's almost $3 now, all of you are my local hero of the week. Pump the fuck on. All right, everybody. Finally, I'm so excited. You know why? Because my Funkos are finally here. Damn, it's been too long, but they are here and I'm excited. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Chromeo to the Sugar Service. How y'all doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
What do you mean, thanks for having us? I mean, you shitting me? You guys are like it. Of course I was going to have you on the Sugar Service. You shitting me? You guys are icons. You know that, right?
Not really, but it's but yeah, well, wow, here we go. Thank you.
And that's the response I was looking for. Thank you. But anyway, thanks for coming to the Sugar Service. They gave me a radio show. I don't know why they did it, but they did it. And since they did it, I dedicated this show to all of my friends because I think all of my friends are amazing and they are the future and they're the ones that are pushing the future forward, including you. So thank you so much for coming to the Sugar Service. And another reason I have this show, I realize, is because all of my friends are so geniuses. We're like fans, or anyone that likes my friends, or anyone that follows my friends, can only, like, you know, press two buttons for a heart or like and think they understand them and really don't. But this show is really for my, for the homies to talk and for the homies to like express who they are, because like if I had the opportunity to hear Michael Jackson or anybody, Beyonce, anyone, like get on the podcast and just be like, well, hey, my name is really this and that was it, I would be like, wow, it's way better than a heart, or it's way better than a like or a retweet or something like that. So that's what this show is really based on. So thanks for coming to the Sugar Service.
Cool, thank you.
You like that intro? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's a good intro.
So what are you guys doing right now?
We're at the studio that you know very well.
I know,
well.
I'm looking at everything like, damn, I miss you all.
Yeah, we did some good work out here. We're working on our new album. Yesterday and today, we were doing some sessions with like this kid named Ian Dior. Oh, he's like one of those kids. Another
I
Ian.
I love that.
It was
rapper.
It was really cool, but he's like a, you know, he's one of those like.
I'm waiting for them to collect. I'm waiting for that vibe to collect, like collectively figure out what they want to call themselves. Because a lot of people, they stop. Like, they're like, I'm a rapper singer, but then it's like, I'm doing a sad boy. But then it's like, I don't know. Like, it's that whole, like, I'm waiting for the actual title of what that is. Like, nobody just wants to respect Drake.
I don't think they even know.
It's Drake.
But that's what's cool is that they don't care. Yeah, they don't care. I mean, you know. But it's, you know, so it is fun to do some of those. But we're mainly working on our new album. Like, that's really the focus. This was just like a little thing we did. But, yeah, we're working on our new
What's
record.
The vibe of it? Can you say?
What do you... How would you describe it?
Well, we're back to, let's say, less pop.
Wow.
More OG Chromeo.
Oh, shit. I'm smiling already.
But, you know, we've been slick the whole time. Our last album was pop and slick, but this is more gutter and slick.
Gutter, wow. I don't know. It's been really cool. It's definitely been like reconnecting, you know, with just because the last few years for us have been very collaborative. So it's been nice to just P and I reconnect to like this vibe of like almost like two teenagers, you know, the way we used to be in his mom's basement, making our first tracks.
I also saw on social media, not to cut you off, that you just got all your vinyls from that mom's basement, right? A bunch of records.
Well, not with my mom. Oh, that's from my mom. Yeah.
Actually, it's been in my basement for 15 years.
Okay. Yeah. Order.
That's so technically from my basement.
That's true.
Cool. That's true. They moved to LA. I love that.
Yeah. You know, because we have so much history together. So it's been really nice. And I think like for us, I guess for me, if I were to describe this next Chromeo record, it's like for the heads. Mm. Like we've done stuff that was more for like, you know, because we had songs on the radio over the years. We had to expand and build a big live show and all that. And I think this record is like for the heads. Like, I want people around us, all our friends in the music community to be like, okay, they still, you know, they can do that. It's for our friends and for the, yeah, the music fans.
It's like it's the more instinctive, you know, gut-based Chromeo, less like rehearsed and, you know, a lot of writers and this and that. That was our last album. Yeah.
But even the previous one, we were definitely trying to like get slicker. Yeah,
but this one is like,
this is like 1,000%.
I mean, you guys were like, generous with the pop. You did it. Like, okay. You're very generous with pop, like, because you're true to the game. So like, I feel like you played it right. I feel like every true to the game artist also is very generous when it comes to pop, and then is very graceful when it's time to bow out from pop and get back to the real deal. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so glad.
Yeah, and you can come back. You could come. It's like, you know, you can, it's like a long journey, right? But either you're going to play the pop game forever and that's your life, or you're like us. We dabble. We could go in, we could come out. We flirt. We come out. And you never know. You'd be a song. It'll be like a sink and it'll blow up again, like the same way. But we don't care, because we want to do stuff.
Maybe it'll be more pop without even trying. You know?
So. Yeah. But we want to do some. This one's for the heads. I'm excited. It's got to be for the heads. It's got to be for people that have been knowing our music for 15 years and they grew with us.
Right, I'm excited.
We never actually even talked about.
Well, I'm so glad to start the gun up, but I'm really excited about this. This is going to be major.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope you're going to like
it. So what else is the vibe? I mean, if no one knows, we have a record together, which you should know by now. It's been at least a year now. When is Auntie's like anniversary, actually? Yeah, I need to figure out the date of Auntie's anniversary. I'm bad with dates.
I think it might be like September.
Okay, 3rd. We're having a party. But as everyone should know, my first funk album I did with Chromeo. Well, Chromeo actually allowed me the opportunity to do funk, because no one ever gave me that opportunity, because I never knew that I can even go that route. Even though, you know, funk is a mixture of, you know, everything that I am, but it's like, didn't know I was gonna go that route. Thank you, by the way. Thank you. That's actually changed my life forever. So, boom.
How was it for you? Like, because you're the one who actually hit us up about it. And you know, we only knew your SoundCloud, like, I don't want to say SoundCloud era, but like the AutoTune records and those records from the... So, what made you want to make that kind of music? Because, like, it was a... I didn't know you were capable of it.
I had to go to the source. I didn't know everyone that I liked in the funk is dead.
But what made you want to make that?
It sounds like everything I grew up on. It sounds like it just sounds like everything. Yeah, it sounds like everything basically that I grew up on.
Funk is home.
Funk
man.
Is just home. You I don't know. I'm a church boy, so it was always gospel. But even then, like, it would go, the radio, they would go from gospel to something like really funky. You know, you're in church, but you get home, the records is mixed in between. So it's you know, and the crossover happened already with like the early gospel artists and funk kind of. So like I grew right into like both, but didn't realize that I would do funk. I just always loved funk. So I had to go to the source. So that's why I hit you up.
You said that was the record you could play for your musicians
as well. Yeah. Well, also they would appreciate it more. Because
that made me happy.
Well, yeah, they would appreciate it more because, you know, that was real musicianship. You know what I'm saying? Which I was excited to do because I never get a chance to do that as well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we just had a really good time on that Auntie record, man.
Yeah.
I love Auntie record so much.
We should go back in. I mean, we still have a couple.
We're definitely going to go back in.
It's going to be great. We really create quickly together. And that's fun. Do people know you, like even the audience or whatever? Like, do they know that you're a writer? Like, do they know that you're a writer, that you write music actively, quickly, write? Like,
I'm a very shy person. They probably don't know that. But yeah, we write quick. When the vibe is in the room, you know, we just write quick. It's a vibe. I said, once the vibes start, that's it. You just have to fall suit, I think, when it comes to vibes and writing songs with me. And like, I treat the word vibe different from what I think a room full of artists in the studio would probably treat the word vibe. I mean, you know, it's a stream, Lock it in.
It's more than vibe. It's more than vibe. I was surprised how you always have strong concepts with your, you know, the way you dress, with everything you do in fashion. Wow. And you translated that into music. And that was what surprised me. The concepts come quick. You know, the expressions you use are super catchy.
I clicked because it was more musical. I could finally be more musical as opposed to hanging out, no shade to anyone, but just hanging out with Ableton. And having a good time, because I'm like, wow, you can do this. What if I tell you to do this? And they can do it. So it was a good time, but it was an even better time being in a room with musicians and recording, which I only did when I was at least under 10 years old, under 13 years old in church recording.
Wow.
Everything else was just live. We always live. Go. But recording at least like 13 or something, and like in weird little church studios for fun. But like, it was good to do that.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Good times, man.
It allowed us to debut our record label and to champion you. Like for me, you know, I'm sure P agrees, but like the mural was we did
that mural. I'm actually moving to Bed-Stuy. Shout out to Mike Feldman, my realtor. I love you, but I'm moving to Bed-Stuy. I'm from Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
But I'm moving deeper into Bed-Stuy. And I'm going to be even closer to the mural. So that's going to be a really...
We're supposed to be up for a month. It's been up for like
a... It's going
to
be a really... weird, it's so much respect over there.
Who wants to cover that?
They love me. You know, it's my city. They respect me over there. Like, I mean, yeah, that's it. Thank you for that also. Yeah. That changed the game. People only get that when they dead. So
yeah, I know what you mean. That really changed the game. That doesn't have the message, definitely, though, when we see it. It was also a ray of light during the pandemic. To be able to make that music. And, you know, the only thing now is like, all right, got to play live and all that. But I'm sure you got plans or we'll figure it out. Yeah,
I think I have to I'm going into my maker's hat now.
Right. How do you describe that? What does that mean?
It's when I start like pointing my neck out and with my eyes down and kind of looking at what's going on in general, like a hawk. You know, like, I kind of already know what I want. I'm already ready. You already know a little bit about it. But, like, I start off like a hawk. just to look at my routes and see what route am I actually going to fly in on and play with.
We have the same thing a little bit. Yeah, because you never want, because you're very sensitive, I think, to like what everybody else is doing and finding your lane to not go there. Right?
And I don't want to battle. You know what I'm saying? Because then I'm like, okay, now I'm battling. You know, I'm battling like weird computer sound. It's like, what's happening here? You know what I mean? So like.
But the field is open now.
Yeah,
there's room for so much. Like, I swear to God, like there's room for so much. And like.
Well, you got to make some room.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Make some room. Speaking of making some room, I got to pay a bill. I'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And we are back with my uncles, Crunkles, Funkles. You hate when I say uncles, huh?
Nah, that's cool.
You, Dave, hates it. Looking at me, hates it.
That's not true.
No one can see his face. He hates it. I know he hates something.
It's not true.
You guys are my Funkles. You're my Funkles in the funk. That's it.
Yeah.
It's important.
But the thing, here's what's crazy is that, like, in our view, like, It's like you taught us so much.
Wow.
Is the thing. That's why I'm like, it's not you, it's not one way. We're not, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. you taught, we didn't know anything about church stuff, you know, mm-hmm. gospel chops, those chords, all that, that spirit. We didn't really have
that. We all felt like you did. When I say we all, I mean the band too, because my band loves you guys. Kawan loves you guys. I mean, we all love you guys, but like my band, like it was an immediate click because you guys are awesome musicians. That's the thing. Yeah. I'm way better with musicians.
Yeah,
it took me 7 to 8 years to figure that out. And the reason I was blinded is because I'm also fashion. Which means I'm accepting. And I'm accepting other people's quote unquote artistic gifts in music as opposed to mm-hmm. working with musicians who, right. you know, deliver basically. So that mm-hmm. was like an issue for me for years, actually. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Sorry, a little therapy session just now.
No, it's good. It's I mean, that's what music is.
But right? yeah, that's exactly what music is.
Yeah.
So what else is up?
We're here, man. We're just like, we got a couple, like, you know, we're doing our Red Rocks thing this month. In May, I should say. But like,
I love Red Rocks.
Yeah, but it's album mode right now.
Yeah.
It's really, really album mode. Like,
I
I'm singing a lot.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you've been, last album you were singing a lot too. Like, this is the second time I'm singing a lot. This is the second time around that Dave's like, I'm singing a lot. I'm excited. It's you're a singer, now. Bro. Like, you've been singing at this point. You've been singing a lot. Like, you have a whole style. You have a whole style. Like,
it's more, I think it's going to be more dialed in.
Wow.
Because I'm in the range where I'm more comfortable. The last album was trying. I was trying different things.
You guys. Dave, he's a full singer, you guys. He has a whole style. If I want to sound like Dave, I could.
That's true. That's true. Like I remember,
you know what I'm saying? You got a style. You're an actual singer. That's a whole style.
Yeah.
That one time when you were like, we were recording and you were like, all right. And you like, you clocked it so well. You're like, all right. I think you're gonna like this.
Oh wow! Then
you did the very Chromeo thing, and we were just
like, oh. No. Or another time, I suggested a harmony, and instead of saying no, you were like, "Yeah, you would."
Wow!
You said that.
I love that though. But that's how we talk in a church, which is crazy. That's how the musicians talk in a church. It's not. It's like always like a. It's a weird educational, quick talk, but also a clowning at the same time. It's so I don't know. It's like you learn and then you also just got clowned. It's like I used to always learn and then got clowned at the same time. Weird. Weird.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But it's just vibes though. Just vibes. More to come for sure. More to come.
Hell yeah. We need to because it's so quick, you know? And like we just keep going. We keep going until everybody knows that it's you writing. Like I just want everybody to know that. You know, it's like the fashion stuff is great. The look is great. But like you write like and you write quick and you come with the concepts and the whole thing. And then you know how you want your vocals to sound.
Can you tell how much respect we have?
Wow.
No, but I'm saying like for
it's,
real.
It's a craft.
It's a craft, you know, bro. Like, and also, you know,
a lot of people have bits, but not the whole picture.
The whole picture down to the vocal
concept
editing,
expressions,
vocal
you know,
editing.
Oh, my God. You know?
I got the battle scars from that.
Let me tell you, but look what happened. Great stuff.
Look what happened.
Great stuff man. Honestly, I have all dedicated to God and Beyonce and Michael Jackson. So far, it's just God, Michael Jackson, and Beyonce that I really see as like actual perfection.
For us, it would be God, Prince, and... God, if that's you, P says God, Prince, and Luther. He is God, Prince, and Daryl Hall.
Wow. See, all of these people are on my list, but I'm talking perfection.
Oh, but yo, God, Prince, and Terrius Nash. Let's never forget.
Oh, wow,
him.
Legend.
Because I heard you the other day. Legend. What is the.
Yeah, oh, my God. The white circle.
That
back.
Was pure.
Oh, my God.
White circle. Back. Oh, my God. That was hot. Dude, that was hot.
A good time. Yeah, I'm also a jingle writer. On the side.
A thing that I like too, that we connect with you as well, and I see it with the Telfar stuff, is there's a sense of humor. Mm. It doesn't take itself fully seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Very important.
That's
God.
That's so important.
Sense of humor is God.
Sense of humor is God.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, that's what we like about you. And I think where we click too, is it's not that, it's not so serious all
the
time.
But deep down inside, it's like so serious. Yeah, deep down inside,
we're more serious than anybody when it comes to the craft, right?
Yeah, it's humor applied seriously.
Right, yeah. Wow.
Like, still when I, but you still got, you know, you wrote a song called Bougie Heart. It's still playful.
Right, right, right.
I guess playful, or like N-U-T-S.
No, playful. I agree. I totally agree. Damn, that's so true. I like all these like realizations that's happening on this.
This is it.
It's crazy right now. Mm-hmm. All right, I got to do this one last thing before we go because I do it with everybody.
Oh yeah, the weekly carry, is that what that
I'm
is?
Not you introducing the weekly carry for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I like that. Well, since you said we're going to do the carry of the week together, and I feel like we've spent so much time together that I don't have to just explain what carrying is. Also, I'm not going to explain what it is because you're also funk. The expression carrying on is also a funky expression because it came from like cats that was like, "Hey, you still carrying on?" Like on bass, like literally it came from that. It came from people like "You still carrying?" Like in the 70s and in the 60s. So it's the carrying part actually for me. I'm just going to just say what the carrying thing is and then you can say what you think is carrying as well. But what's carrying for me right now is that carrying, quote unquote, the word and the action behind it actually came from funk heads from the 60s and 70s. Like we all got, I know carrying is like, you know, a gay term now, but the word carrying and the expression of carrying came from literally all Black people in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And that whole like culture cat vibe of like, quit carrying on them. Like that vibe cat is so crazy, which is also funky, which is carrying.
Right. Right. And that slick talk.
Yeah.
Also like,
I love that.
Slick talk, right?
Yeah. I love that.
But carrying, like, when it got, you know, more, like, ballroom-ified or whatever, did it become more negative?
No, it's never negative. That's the thing. It's never been negative.
Right. It just means, like, you're doing too much
and the most.
Right.
Like my dog right now squeaking with this toy. Give me this toy. Thank you, Gospel.
What's the dog name again? What's the dog name? Gospel. That's a good name.
The good truth, right, baby? Speaking of Gospel, I got to go get him groomed today, so I'm out of here. Thank you so much for coming to the Sugar Service. I love y'all so much, man.
Thank you for having us.
Always. We are so excited for this album. You can't even give us like a name now because y'all getting started for real, for real. Y'all in the studio.
Yeah, we don't have a name. We have a few.
Don't say nothing. I want to be surprised. I love that. All right. I love you guys. I'll text you guys later.
All right, bro. Safe. Love you. Peace.
Everybody, as we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful Sugar Service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place, full of distraction. You can love something or someone with your full heart, but never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow, y'all. And I'm still trying to get to tomorrow. But just as sure as death and taxes in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends, y'all. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and still on this earth to receive and collect every last flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we are honoring the most iconic example of who I want to be when I grow up. Today, we are honoring Black royalty, Motown's lyrical prince for decades, Smokey Robinson. A lot of y'all are like, who the fuck is Smokey? But guess what? I'm finna tell you. Smokey Robinson is one of the greatest artists, singers, songwriters, and panty droppers of all time, y'all. His smooth attitude and approach to music is something that I hope I have when I'm his age, which is 82 years old. My God. So Smokey, for all that you do and all that you have given us for all of these years, almost 90 motherfucking years, these roses aren't even enough, man. But we love you. So Smokey, accept these roses as our love for everything you have done. We love you. Carry the fuck on, boo. Well, everybody, it looks looks like we are yet again at the end of a really good time here at the Sugar Service today. Special thanks to my special guest, Chromeo, for stopping by the service today and funking shit up. And as always, special thanks to my lovely listeners for always listening. You know I love you. And make sure y'all never forget, always be determined and never defeated. Hope to see you all next week. Same place, same time, right here on Spotify.
Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalbeck and Yasi Sala. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Nino Alubay. And help from Barlow & Sons head of production, Stephanie Wood. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tapp. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.